this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by PIPCOA. It is the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. Talk to Summer. She'll answer all your questions, and she's standing by the phone waiting for your call. Here's the number again, 702-546-8767, PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 531, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, overall, it's not bad. Yeah, just moderate flows on area freeways. No restrictions as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl on the 515 eastward to Henderson, 95 west up to Summerlin. Also, the 15 through the bowl. No restrictions there north and south. Look for overnight road work, though, on Interstate 15 northbound at Silverado Ranch. The outside lanes will be restricted. Also, the on and off ramps. Some construction there. And road work on Charleston, that's at Lamb. That construction goes through August.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Major issues with coronavirus testing in Major League Baseball for the Oakland A's. They have yet to get started with summer camp as the test that they have sent in just arrived to Utah early this morning, and they are waiting to get those results as soon as possible. Testing at the Angels facility did not happen on Sunday as the Angels tried to conduct tests themselves. And this is just a few of the teams across Major League Baseball having issues. The Astros, the Nationals, the St. Louis Cardinals, all of these teams have had issues with the testing taking place correctly.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Working from home is driving up the worst type of cybercrime, home title theft. We're doing it all from home now, right? Working, banking, video conferencing, meal deliveries, and shopping. Cyber criminals are targeting our homes. Actually, they want the money they can get by taking out loans against your home. The crime is called home title theft, and the FBI is warning homeowners. Home title lock is how you protect your home from cyber thieves. Your home's legal title is online, where they find it and forge your signature stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. Banks, insurance, and basic identity theft services do not protect you. Home Title Lock does, with a virtual barrier around your home's title. Protect your home now. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code ALERT for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. That's code ALERT at HomeTitleLock.com.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You gotta love it. It's Monday. It's AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you. I am so excited. I was fascinated yesterday in watching the Sunday shows, and I watched Stephen Hahn is the Food and Drug Administration commissioner, and I want you to hear, this is cut one. This is Stephen Hahn, who is the FDA commissioner, tap dancing around the president's 99%, 1% claim. What the president did, he took a number, 1%. That is the fatality rate that we've been dealing with on the COVID-19 pandemic. 1% of the people that test positive end up dying. And obviously among different age groups, it differs, okay? But the fact is, this is the number. It's an accurate number. Unfortunately, it's not accurate for what the president was talking about. The president was talking about that it's essentially a hoax, or it's a no-brainer, or whatever you want to call it. And the fact is that that's not necessarily true. I know people who have been sick with the coronavirus, and it's no fun. It's no trip to the beach. It just isn't. But I want you to hear how Stephen Hahn tried to tap dance around the Trump 1% claim. This is cut number one. Here we go.
We have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
Doctor, 99% of coronavirus cases are, quote, completely harmless. No health expert that we have found can back that up. Can you?
So we know that cases are surging in the country. We've all seen the graphs associated with that. And it's just too early, and I'm not going to speculate on what the causation is there. What I can tell you is the way out of this, Dana, the way out of this for all Americans is to follow the CDC and the White House Task Force guidelines, social distance, wear a mask if you find yourself in a situation where you can't social distance, good hand hygiene, all the things that I would tell my patients. And if you're near someone who's vulnerable and you think you've been exposed, please take care and avoid exposing that person who's vulnerable.
Well, Dr. Hahn, you know, I think it's really important to stick to the question about the 99% that the president threw out there. I can tell you it's not true, and that's obviously not my opinion. It is fact based on the CDC estimates. Only about a third of coronavirus cases are asymptomatic. The WHO says, the World Health Organization says, about 20% of people diagnosed with coronavirus are sick enough to need oxygen our hospital care. And this is really important. Probably one of the most important misclaims or frankly lies that the president has put out there, because it really affects people's health. If they hear the president saying 99% of people are fine, they're going to change their behavior, potentially get sick, infect other people. How does that make you feel as a member of his own task force?
I totally support the CDC and the information that they're putting out with respect to this pandemic. I think it's, again, really important. The guidelines that we've emphasized, the data that we have, again, it's a rapidly evolving situation, and we're going to have more data. But we absolutely must take this seriously. We must institute these public health measures. We cannot back off from those. It's critically important for Americans to follow those guidelines and to protect the most vulnerable.
And Dr. Hahn, I realize this is not easy for you. You are doing, working really hard to try to protect Americans. So I just have to ask you flatly, to that end, to protect Americans, is the president wrong?
So I'm not going to get into who's right and who's wrong. What I'm going to say, Dana, is what I've said before, which is that it's a serious problem that we have. We've seen this surge in cases. We must do something to stem the tide, and we have this in our power to do it by following the guidance from the White House Task Force and the CDC.
So you won't say whether 99% of coronavirus cases are, quote, completely harmless is true or false, what the president said at the White House last night?
Dana, what I'll say is that we have data in the White House task force. Those data show us that this is a serious problem. People need to take it seriously.
Stephen Hahn, FDA commissioner, with Dana Bash on CNN and the State of the Union. And, I mean, God bless her. She pressed him on it, and he just would not, he would not go there. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more as we continue. By the way, one of the things I'm going to do in our next segment, I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. This whole notion of the president, and again, he had the number right, but he just had it for the wrong thing. His whole thing was, you know, 1% of the folks that test positive for the coronavirus die. That's deaths. And that's not good. But that doesn't mean it's a piece of cake for everybody else. Because it isn't. And I know people, I know people that have been hospitalized just in the last few days. And they are struggling big time. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. One of the things we do on this show, for those of you that don't know, we do what we call our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you get a chance to call in. We talk for the first 2 hours and 30 minutes, 2:45 sometimes. We talk about what I want to talk about. But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to start talking about the things you want to talk about. And that's why I keep this number handy. It's 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll go to your phone calls coming up. Is that fair? You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. On AM 670, KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on 545, taking you right up to 6 o'clock. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ. And I must tell you, this has been an amazing day. We did find out a couple of different things. By the way, you want to join us. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all, we talk about what it is that matters to you. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things that we did find out is that we know now the three topics for discussion and for possible legislation at the special session, which was scheduled to begin on Wednesday. We don't know now whether that's true or not. The invitation has not gone out from the governor, and people will have to take time to get to Carson City. But one of the things that Scott Hammond said is that those three topics are going to be Dieter, the unemployment office, the budget, and criminal justice. So there are going to be three things on the table. That means three possibilities for legislation. What we are hearing is that there will not be a tax increase, but you don't know until you see the devil in the details. We just, unfortunately, we just don't know. Now, we have seen around the country, and this is really disturbing. This is really disturbing. We have seen a spate of violence in our streets just over the July 4th holiday. And again, this was a short holiday. But when you see some of the numbers coming out of it, it's incredibly disturbing. In fact, let's go to cut six real quick. This is Bernie Kerik, the former New York Police Department chief of police, and was on with Brian Kilmeade. And this was his reaction to the bloody weekend around the country in New York and in Cleveland and in Chicago and places all across the country. That this is a little scary what we're seeing in our streets. But this is Bernie Kerik earlier this morning on Fox and Friends. Here we go.
Honestly, Brian, I predicted this would be one of the worst days probably in the last few decades, the worst weekends. We have 41 shot, 6 dead in New York. But there's something else going on in New York City. You know, if you look at Twitter, the borough commander from Manhattan South calling out the district attorney Vance, where are you? The borough commander of Manhattan North, Harlem, Spanish Harlem, Washington Heights, calling out the politicians, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you there? And this is the same thing going on all over the country in cities led by Democrats. You had 76 people shot in Chicago, 14 dead, 28 shot in Atlanta, 4 dead, 20 shot in Cleveland, 3 dead. Every one of these cities are led by Democrats. They're villainizing the police. They're victimizing the thugs. And this is what happens when you do that.
I know. What happens is they say, I'm not going in there. I'm not going to go put myself online. And all of a sudden, you're utilizing your sick days or your vacation days, the so-called blue flu. And it could have been worse. There was a marked NYPD vehicle that was shot outside a Bronx station house late Saturday, narrowly missing two cops. So it was almost an execution that took place. And when you say for these politicians, where are you? They want them at the crime scene. Hey, Mr. Attorney General, I want you to see the horror that you're presiding over and what you've done with your policies.
Well, these are the same politicians, Brian, that's calling for the defunding of the police. And anybody that lived back in the 80s and 90s, up until Giuliani and I and Bratton and Safer came into office and cleaned up New York, anybody that was there realizes you need more police, more enforcement, aggressive policing, or you're going to have this. And who suffers? People in the black community. That's where these numbers are spiking. They're rising. That's where the people are getting killed. You want to defund the police? You're going to see 10 times more of this over the next several months.
Absolutely. In Portland, they've had 38 straight days of violence and unrest, and they're the closest to disbanding their police. We might have a chance to see this. Now, let me ask some, Commissioner. You have to take orders from a mayor. But at what point, if you're a police commissioner, did you say, I quit, and it's because of him or her?
Well, I got to be honest, Brian. I couldn't work for de Blasio for, you know, and I said this 2 years ago. But the bottom line is this morning when I saw those tweets from borough commanders, these are two-star chiefs in the NYPD that are basically calling out the politicians saying, do your job. There's too much violence. This is because of you. This goes to the borough president. This goes to the city council president. It's to the mayor. It's to the district attorneys, the DA in New York, the DA in Atlanta. They're the ones, they target cops. They're not targeting the thugs. They're not out there doing their job.
Bernie Kerik's message, I think, should be the message of the Republican Party. That if you want to continue to hand these cities over to these Democrats, this is what you are going to get. If you, on the other hand, say we're going to let the Republicans take over, and we're going to restore order in our streets, we're going to make sure that 11-year-old children aren't involved in drive-by shootings. We're going to do that. Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Hope you're in good health.
I am.
Good. Listen, I'm getting a little tired of the president trying to make light of this virus consistently. I mean, this is getting a little ridiculous. The other day he says, it's going to disappear, I think, I hope. That was the day 50,000 people were diagnosed with it. Did you ever hear the name Herman Cain?
Yes.
Or Kimberly Guilfoyle. Donald Trump's girlfriend.
But you do realize that a lot of these people
test
positive, and they are asymptomatic. Now that's not 99%.
They got it from somebody. They got it from somebody. And here's the situation.
They could get Carl, here's the deal. Carl, they could get it at a local Walmart off the cart that they use.
Yeah, but if they were wearing a mask, it probably wouldn't have. Anyway, 99%, he said, completely harmless. Well, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
No. Hey, Carl, everybody admits that is...
There's blood clots. There were people in hospitals who lost their limbs. The man doesn't know what he's talking about, and he still goes on with this ridiculous diatribe.
Hey, Carl, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Always good to hear from him, man. And he calls about once a week, once every 2 weeks, and he makes a lot of sense. I said at the very start of this conversation that this is about the president essentially getting wrong. I mean, he was right on the statistic. 1% die. Now, if you say anything short of that is a piece of cake, well, then fine. But I know people that have had it, and it is no fun. It is no day at the beach. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. By the way, you want to join us, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635 or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, here is the governor has released numbers from the Legislative Council Bureau's LCB. Their physical analysis, and the governor says, quote, none of us could have predicted a pandemic of this magnitude and the global economic crisis that has followed. What they have figured out now is they have updated their estimate, the LCB, and that they are $1.2 billion short. That is the number they'll be taking into the special session, which right now the governor is saying it is slated for Wednesday. That's assuming everybody does not test positive for the COVID-19. We just don't know. You just never know. Be mindful that will be the working number we'll use tomorrow. I'll bring it up to no less than Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Special thanks, as always, to our incredible team, Andrew Paul, our vice president and general manager. Also, Gentleman Jim Dallas at the controls and keeping me coloring inside the lines. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 3 till 6. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun.
best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See